News via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump announced today he is instructing his administration to halt U.S. funding to the World Health Organization while it investigates the WHO response to the coronavirus pandemic. He said the United States has a duty to insist on full accountability and accused the organization of failing to obtain and share information on the virus in a timely fashion. The WHO failed in its basic duty, Trump said in his daily coronavirus task force briefing. He also touted his own decision to close off the United States from travelers coming from China, insisting that his decision saved thousands of lives. India, France, and Nigeria are among several countries whose leaders are extending lockdowns aimed at stopping the spread of the novel coronavirus as the number of confirmed cases worldwide approaches 2 million. With the number of infections in his country at close to 11,000, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced Tuesday a nationwide lockdown would run through May the 3rd. French President Emmanuel Macron gave a late Monday televised address saying France's lockdown would last through May the 11th, at which time authorities will begin to reopen schools. Nigeria is also adding 2 more weeks to lockdown orders in major cities. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said a 48-hour weekend lockdown would be repeated this week. By far, the most cases have been found in the United States, which accounts for close to 600,000 known infections. That's around one-third of confirmed cases worldwide. The hardest-hit area is the state of New York. New York Senator Charles Schumer and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Tuesday called on the federal government to provide funding for funeral and burial assistance across New York State. This is VOA News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday took issue with U.S. President Donald Trump's assertion that the president has the ultimate authority on lifting stay-at-home directives. The New York governor said Trump is, in his words, clearly spoiling for a fight with state leaders, but added that the COVID-19 pandemic, which has killed nearly 23,000 Americans, is no time for any division between the federal and state governments. President Trump repeatedly refused to enact a nationwide stay-at-home order, leaving the decision instead to 50 state governors. However, he said during a briefing Monday that the president should be the one to lift those stay-at-home orders. And I should correct the death toll. It has now surpassed 25,000 Americans. Former U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday endorsed his former second-in-command Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination, saying he's a clear choice to challenge Republican President Donald Trump in November's presidential election. Obama said the country's future hangs on this election and added it would not be easy to defeat Trump. Trump had never held political office before when he won an upset victory in 2016 over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Obama praised the courage and skills of healthcare workers treating coronavirus victims, but he said national leadership in combating the disease was missing in Trump's White House. The support of Obama, who's very popular still among Democrats, could help Biden unite fractious Democrats after the long party nomination process. Biden's last major challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, suspended his campaign last week, and on Monday, he endorsed Biden for president. Wildfires are burning near the defunct Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine, and emergency officials say it's impossible to predict when they will be extinguished. Victoria Rubin, spokeswoman for the Kiev Regional Directorate of the State Emergency Situations Service, told reporters on Tuesday that the situation has been complicated by heavy winds in the area. Fires that were practically eliminated on Monday night sprang forth again on Tuesday. Some 400 firefighters have been working in the area where the fires have been burning for nearly 2 weeks. Ukraine's national police say they've detained 2 people suspected of setting the initial fire. A Taliban spokesman says senior U.S. officials met with the Taliban in Qatar Monday to discuss possible violations of a deal the two sides signed on February 29th. The spokesman, Suhail Shaheen, of the Taliban political team in Doha, said in a tweet the two sides had talked about the complete implementation of the agreement, as well as a delay in the release of the prisoners. This is VOA News.